MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 8, 2025. A Danvers parent wants a book ban from the middle school. And Newburyport Fire Department rescues a man from the Merrimack River. Rain, wind, near 70, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:30 p.m. Buck Anderson reports in the Salem News. The issue of appropriate book choices came before the school committee on Monday night when a parent brought up the use of All American Boys in the middle school classroom discussions. The teachers' union, meanwhile, had released a statement earlier that afternoon saying they planned to present a letter to the committee signed by more than 100 educators. They talked about defending academic freedom and critical thinking in the Danvers Public Schools, saying they believed they were standing at a crossroads. A parent asked the school committee whether they knew that a book we have been teaching our children, All American Boys, has been banned over most of the nation for the last 5 years. Dave Rogers writes in the Newburyport Daily News, the Newburyport Fire Department rescued an injured jet ski operator Monday afternoon using the department's new Raven's Nest boat, according to Fire Chief Stephen Bradley. At 5:35 p.m., the Newburyport Fire Department received a 911 call from a jet ski operator who was ejected when he was struck by a breaking wave at the mouth of the Merrimack River. The 37-year-old man suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. He was wearing a life jacket and was able to return to his watercraft and ride to Newburyport Harbor, even though he was injured. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On the most recent Peabody Business Podcast with Chris Ryder, the mayor's chief of staff, Ron Perry, owner of Minuteman Press in Peabody, explains what it means to be a franchise owner.
Absolutely. So Minuteman Press is a franchise. They've been around since, I believe, the early 70s. The great thing about being a franchise owner is that you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. So you get the support of the franchise ownership there. And if you're ever looking to start a business or get into business, I think a franchise might be the way to go because you get all of that support. For instance, a lot of our pricing material and a lot of our software is provided by the franchise, which is a real benefit to when you're starting up a business with all your added cost that you're looking at.
That's Minuteman Press owner Ron Perry on Chris Ryder's Peabody Business Podcast. Stephen Hagen reports in the Gloucester Times, in Essex, when residents attend the November 17 special town meeting, they may be voting on several articles now being considered by the planning board. In a posting to its page on the town's website, essexma.org, the planning board offers details of the articles it plans to present at fall town meeting. But before November 17, a required public hearing for the proposed articles will take place during the planning board's meeting next Wednesday, October 15, in the third floor auditorium at Town Hall, 30 Martin Street. The meeting will start at 7 p.m., and those unable to attend the public hearing may email input and comments to planningboard@essexma.org. In Gloucester, Mayor Greg Verga has announced two new hires to city government.
Finally, I just want to mention we have two new key hires that I just want to mention. First is we have Emily Sloan has joined as our economic development coordinator. This is a position that I have been talking about for several months now, actually for the last year. This position has been empty, you know, vacant since the last person we parted ways with over a year ago. And, you know, last year's budget was a little tight, so we didn't fill it. But now she has come on board. She's got over 20 years of experience with economic development and recovery initiatives. She's worked primarily in places like Africa, Latin America, and the Middle East. She's got background in grant writing, in administration, strategic planning, stakeholder engagement, program management, and she's managed multi-million-dollar portfolios. So, and most recently, she was with USAID, and we heard a lot about that organization in the news earlier this year. So we're really glad to have her on board. She started Monday, and, you know, we're going to be giving her the fire hose of information over these next few days and getting her out to meet, you know, some of the our business, all of our businesses along Main Street, through the industrial parks, and all the business areas like Lexington Ave and everywhere else in the city. So it's a key position that we've been waiting to fill. You know, the funding's in place. We found the perfect candidate, and here we are. Another key one is Kansas. Ricky Munn has been hired as our operations manager for beaches and parks. He was a seasonal employee, you know, in charge of the lifeguards at the for all the beaches. And earlier this summer, we had a retirement. Kenny Ryan, who had been with the city for over 60 years, he was a retired policeman, and he's been working in the beach operations for the last several years. He announced his retirement. So we thought about this. You know, the suggestion came from Mike Hale, our DPW director, that maybe instead of having these two part-time positions, we combine them into this full-time position and give it some more duties, and that's what Kansas will be doing as the operations manager. So, you know, we the city have been without a parks and rec department for decades, and, you know, I tell people it took many years to dismantle it, and it's going to take many years to bring it back, as well as a lot more funding. But this is a step in the right direction to have someone who's focused on the beaches as well as the parks, and it'll be a year-round thing, so there's no time lost during the off-season.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. The Bruins open the NHL season tonight in Washington against the Caps. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.